ധ്യായാമോദളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീ മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാം ഈശ്വരീം. In the previous day, we saw as to Mahatsanga or Satsanga, how tough Satsanga is to achieve. So Satsangam is very essential. Without Satsanga, a person cannot proceed in the spiritual path. So even as learning something new, it's impossible without getting association with someone who already knows it. Similarly, satsanga also is essential for a seeker to realize. So realization, if a person wants the goal of moksha to be achieved, then satsanga, association with people who have realized, is very essential. So without that, it may take many, many years. So when we are out, like when we are driving to a new place, we don't know the route, we are lost. So we can look around, we can try out things, and then we will attain, we will reach the destination. But it may take us almost 2 to 3 hours. Instead, if we could ask somebody who is coming by or stop at a gas station, then we can reach it very soon. So it's not just about achieving the goal, but also achieving the goal quicker or faster. I don't care whether I achieve it faster, I just need to achieve. That's not how a seeker would want, because a seeker is one who wants mumukshutvam, who has mumukshutvam, which means who wants moksha. Why does he want moksha? Because such a seeker wants to get rid of dukkham once and for all. So it's not like a tivra mumukshu. A sadhaka should always be a tivra mumukshu. Tivra mumukshu means the mumukshutvam should be very strong, that I want moksha now itself. So it's not like tomorrow. So it's like a person is having tooth pain. So a person is having some pain. There are various stages of pain. One is a normal pain. The second is pain getting a little stronger. And then the third is when I cannot bear it even for one more minute, I'm going to the doctor. So that should be the case. A seeker should have such a mukshutvam that I want to realize now. So for a seeker who has such an opinion, such a seeker would want to achieve it faster. And if or once we know the importance of moksha, the importance of bhakti in this case, which is amrita swarupam amritam. So once we are aware of it, then we will want to achieve it as soon as possible. So satsanga can be considered as an accelerator which helps us achieve, which helps us gain moksha sooner than what it would take us. So satsanga, how do we get satsanga? So briefly discuss satsanga means we get atma kripa. So Ishvara Guru Atmeti. So Ishvara Guru Atma, all are the same. Ishvara Mahatma Atma, all are the same. So once we start striving for moksha, that means Atma Kripa. We put effort, self effort, that is Atma Kripa. When we get Atma Kripa, then the Guru or Mahatma appear in front of us. And then once we
surrender to the Mahatma, then Ishwara Kripa will be fully achieved, which means we will become realized. But how do we get satsanga? Satsanga itself is got through Ishwara Kripa. So that means Narada says in the next sutra, Labhyate api tat kripaya eva. Kripaya eva means kripaya eva is the splitting there. So padachedam, that is the padachedam there. So mahatsanga, labhyate, mahatsanga is achieved only by Ishwara's grace. So Ishwara's grace, like Amma says, Ishwara's grace is always there. Ishwara's grace is always there, but we have to put an effort, like we have closed our hearts, we have closed our minds. So it's like a person sitting inside a room, closing all the windows and doors, and then saying, I am not getting sunlight. So sunlight is always there. Similarly, Ishwara Kripa is always there. Ishwara is there means Ishwara Kripa is always there. Whatever happens is by Ishwara only. So Ishwara Kripa is the reason for all actions. Everything, whatever happens here, is by Ishwara only, as we learned in Gita 7th chapter, that everything that happens here, good or bad, that is Yo yo yam yam tanam bhaktah shraddhaya arjitum arhasi tasya tasya ajalam shraddham tameva vidhamyaham. So everything, like whatever happens here, happens by Ishwara's grace. But once we open our hearts, that is when we can feel, we can apprehend ever present Ishwara's grace. And so that means self-effort opens up Ishwara Kripa, or like self-effort is the way through which we get access to Ishwara Kripa. And when we get access to Ishwara Kripa, it's like rarely people will be able to realize without any Mahatmas. So Ishwara is Aghamyam, even as Mahatmas, but Ishwara is Manovacham Agocharam or Aprameyam. So Ishwara cannot be known through, like Ishwara is practically or really unknown. He is unknown. We cannot know him. We cannot like objectify Ishwara. Such an unobjectifiable or non-objectifiable Ishwara. To know such an Ishwara, it is very tough. It is almost impossible. We cannot know such an Ishwara who cannot be known through any of the sense organs. Therefore, Ishwara knows that. And therefore, like Ishwara comes in the form of these Mahatmas, therefore helping us out in realization. So once we open our heart, our mind, like then Ishwara Kripa, we will get Ishwara Kripa. When we get Ishwara Kripa, we will come face to face with Mahatmas like Amma. And like, since Atma Kripa is there, so it is not like somebody who just meets Amma or any Mahatma who just meets, just happens to meet. It's not like that. But a person who has Atma Kripa knows his goal. That means he meets such a Mahatma and gets satsanga out of the Mahatma, which means sooner he will realize. It won't take many births for such a person to realize. So what is this Atma Kripa that helps us in apprehending Ishwara Kripa, which in turn helps us in having satsanga or meeting Mahatmas? So we have to remember, like, there is no confusion here. So Atma Kripa, we apprehend Ishwara Kripa a little bit, we get satsanga or Mahatmas or Guru Kripa, and with that Guru Kripa, we know Atma Kripa, we get Ishwara Kripa completely. So it's as simple, like it's not tough. We don't need to confuse, like we can put it as one Kripa or three Kripa, whichever helps us more. Just that everything happens by Ishwara's grace. So what is Atma, how to get Atma Kripa so that like we get satsanga? So that is a person who ardently seeks moksha. So a mumukshu is a person who gets Ishwara Kripa, who apprehends Ishwara Kripa. So again, like terms, the way we put things might be different. So get Ishwara Kripa, there is no getting Ishwara Kripa. Ishwara Kripa is always there. So apprehending Ishwara Kripa, we may use like get Ishwara Kripa at times, so that is fine. Don't get confused. So we will be able to apprehend Ishwara Kripa when we really seek moksha. So really seeking moksha means there are two things in there. So one is the knowledge or the experience that I am experiencing sorrow. I have dukkham. So the first, first thing for a person to realize, a person who thinks he is happy will never want happiness at all. So a person who thinks he knows driving will never learn driving because he thinks he knows driving. And why should I learn? Why should he not learn? So the first thing that we have to always remember is that I am in sorrow. And the second thing is, since I am in sorrow, I want a solution. So there are people who know that I am in sorrow. I am in sorrow. Like I have dukkham. But still, I am hungry. Then why don't you cook? I'm lazy. I cannot do that. It's Friday night, so I can't cook. And I'm hungry. So there are people like that who know that they are having dukkham, they are facing trouble, but still they don't put effort to remove or find out the solution of the sorrow. So the first thing is dukkham is there. Second is trying to or putting effort towards overcoming or eradicating that dukkham. Both are required. The second thing, or working towards removal of sorrow, is as important as knowing that I have sorrow. So a person, like as we discussed, a person who knows that he has sorrow but whose conviction is not strong will not strive to get rid of it. So each and every minute, like, we have to remember that I have sorrow, I want to get rid of it. So once we know this, like once a person has the strong desire, so of course we are not in that stage because we have crossed over that, because we are learning Narada Bhakti Sutra, we have met Amma, so that itself means we are not in those two stages or steps, but we are further. But for those two steps, a person has to remember. So the next would be like meeting such a Mahatma like Amma. And once we meet a Mahatma like Amma, then we have to, we can get deluded again. So that's how the spiritual path works. So a person wants moksha, a person wants to get rid of sorrow. But when he meets such a Mahatma, then he finds that everything is possible in the world. So at that time, of course, we are mortal beings we are ignorant. So that means we have many problems in life. So we have, it's not just sorrow or moksha is not the only goal. We have other things also to handle or tackle. So that means we have a list of to-do things in life. And we may, temporarily, we know that the main cause is ignorance. I want moksha. So moksha becomes the high or most important goal in our life. But when we meet a Mahatma like Amma, then what would happen is we know that such a Mahatma can make things happen in the world. So anything is possible by the grace of the Mahatma. The Mahatma can make anything is possible by the Mahatma. So the Mahatma's will, if the Mahatma has a will, then things will happen. Even impossible things will happen. Therefore, we may get deluded into that power of the Mahatma and thereby forget the goal of moksha and seek other goals. So we are in that stage. So we have satsanga. Satsanga means we have at least samparkam with Mahatma. Samparka means association with Mahatmas. We meet the Mahatmas. So just meeting, normal meeting is there. But even as Nachiketa went to Yama in order to know as to what happens when a person dies. So when he goes there, Yama tries to like tries all the means possible, like all the means that he has to delude Nachiketa. He says, I will give you 100 cows, I'll give you 100 years, I'll give you like many, many years, I'll give you good children, I'll give you good grandchildren, I'll give you a lot of house, I'll give you a lot of women. And then he says, okay, then I will give you a boon wherein like you can live as long as you want. So Yama tries all, like whatever is there with him, like whatever mean, whatever way he can persuade Nachiketa to go back on his boon. Yama tries all those, but only a true seeker will be able to persist even after all those like deluding factors which are right in the front. A true seeker will be able to go beyond all those. A true seeker will always remember that moksha is the only way to get rid of my sorrow. Again, I am in dukkham. So overly contemplating that I am in dukkham is also not good, and we will never realize. So it is just that I am in dukkham. Why should I remember that I am facing sorrow? Because then I will seek moksha. So the next step also should be there. Like I am in dukkha should lead us to seek moksha. So seeking moksha each and every minute of our life means that we can never be deluded. So even as Yama tried to delude Nachiketa, Ishvara will try to delude us at all times. So it's not like in the initial stages of a spiritual person's path that this will happen. At any point of time this can happen. So all of a sudden like we will be doing our spiritual sadhana and then wanting moksha. So we will be learning works, like we will be learning even advanced works. All of a sudden something will come up, and when that something comes up, it will be a steep fall down. So that is, we can see like around us, like if we look around our friends, we can find people like that. Like it's like a steep climb. So they go from worldly life to spiritual life, and they become advanced in spirituality, and all of a sudden they fall down. So this doesn't mean we have to become afraid. It is just knowing as to how the road is. Like when a person drives, oh, it is, you know, the road is icy, it is covered with snow. So all those are not like the weather channel or weather.com doesn't give all those predictions or tries warnings to scare us away. It is just so that we will be more cautious, we will have more awareness if we know that the path in front of us is really tough. So that means like the knowledge that we can be deluded at any point of time will help us remain focused in the spiritual path, remain focused on the goal of moksha. So dukkham is there, I want a solution through moksha, and I'll stick on to moksha whatever happens. So these are important, like initially, until we meet a Mahatma, like we have to know that I am in sorrow. Like there are many people who don't even meet Amma. Why don't you meet Amma? Oh, I don't have anything to ask Amma. I'm enjoying life. Like daily I party, and I have a couple of girlfriends. I go out regularly. I have good friends. I have a good job. I have everything. So why should I meet Amma? So unless we know that we are facing sorrow, we have sorrow which is there throughout our life, we will not seek moksha. Unless we seek moksha, we will not be able to meet a Mahatma. Unless we meet a Mahatma, there will be no satsanga. Unless there is no satsanga, it may take us many kalpas or yugas to realize. So even, so it all starts. So this is where like we can split the spiritual path into many stages. One is self-effort, and the second is guru's effort or like dedication to the guru, and the final is realization. So Ishvara Kripa is always there. Like Why, when we are putting self effort, we are not putting self effort. When we meet the Guru, when we don't meet the Guru, always Ishvara's effort is there. So Ishvara's effort or Ishvara Kripa is always there. But it all begins, the spiritual path begins with our effort. So that is where Uddharet Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadayet. It all starts from us. Atma Kripa, it all starts with our effort. So it is up to a person. So the Shastras clearly tell as to how to realize. So Narada gives various sadhanas, and he also, like in the very first chapter, he defined bhakti so clearly. Narada stutadarpita kila acharata tad vismarane paramavyakulata. Always remembering Ishvara, and when Ishvara is forgotten, then becoming restless, becoming sad. So that is bhakti, that is the goal itself. Such a person is realized, who cannot forget Ishvara, because initially he remembers Ishvara and then forgets. When he forgets, he becomes restless. So restless state, he doesn't want the restless state. Therefore, he always remembers, and but through continuous practice, it becomes natural. Ishvara's thought is naturally there with him. He doesn't even need to put effort. He doesn't even need to think about Ishvara. Ishvara is always there. So it becomes like that. So Narada has given the path very clearly, and he also goes to explain other things. Satsanga, Guru Krupa, how should, like Vishaya Tyagam. So he has explained, he is explaining it, he is going to explain as well in depth. So he is doing all those. So that means, even though all those are there, many people don't realize. So it's like manishyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tatvatah. Out of thousands of people, like few strive for perfection. Of those few, there are still fewer who realize. Why? Atma kripa, which means self effort. Self effort means the two steps of, I have dukkham, I want a solution through moksha. So if we remember those, I have dukkham, I want sukham. So if we remember those, then we'll be eligible for moksha. Eligible. That means we don't get moksha, we are eligible for moksha. But many people don't do that. So it's all up to an individual. So that's why whenever, like, people ask the question of moksha, will I get moksha? When will I get moksha? Everything is up to us. Why is it up to us? Ultimately, why is it up to us? Because we are realized. We are already realized. We have forgotten it. So who should remind us? We should remind ourselves. Somebody might come and tell, okay, you are the Atman. We'll just laugh at the person. So, like, if we trace back, like if 10 years or 15 years back, if somebody had come to us and told, oh, you are blissful Atman, would we have believed? We would have laughed at the person. Still people do that. People laugh at others who say that you are the Atman, you are not the body. We'll laugh at such a person. So people do like that. So that means it's everything is up to an individual. So we have forgotten it. We have to remember. Like, we have to remember. Nobody else can remember for us. As Amma says, when we are, like, we have a problem, like we have a disease, we have to take the tablet. Our parents cannot take the tablet, or our friend cannot take the tablet, and then, like, our disease will vanish. That will not happen. We have to do it. So even here, that is the case. If we want to realize, Atma Kripa is essential. Once we put self effort, then Ishvara Kripa, we'll be able to apprehend a bit of Ishvara Kripa, and a bit of Ishvara Kripa will give us satsanga. If we get satsanga and a little bit of kripa, then mukhyatastu mahat kripayeva bhagavat kripa leshadva. So we have bhagavat kripa lesham, little bit of Bhagavan's kripa, Ishvara kripa, and mahat kripa, guru kripa, or mahatma's kripa is there. If that is there, then we will realize, and add to it that we do vishaya tyagam, sangat tyagam, avyavrata bhajanam, etc. This is where it is very easy. Like, if we go to a Mahatma, if we have satsanga, automatically the Mahatma will make us do all this. Unknowingly, the Mahatma will make us do bhajanam, bhagavad, guna shravanam, kirtanam, etc. The Mahatma will make us do. we can look at our own lives and as to whether we are, like, if we are at home and like we know the scriptures and we don't meet a Mahatma like Amma, will we be doing all these sadhanas? At least, like, since we are with Amma, aren't we following what Amma says? Where our spiritual routine that Amma says, Amma prescribes, and those routines have Vishetyagam, Sangatyagam, Avyavrata Bhajanam. Vishetyagam and Sangatyagam, Dhyanam is the best way, Japam is another way, Bhajan is another way, Avyavrata Bhajanam, continuous Bhajanam of Ishvara we do, at least for 2 or 3 hours in a day we do Avyavrata Bhajanam, and Bhagavad Gunam and Shravanam is there. At least once in 2 or 3 weeks people get together, Amma's devotees get together, and for us, we get together daily for awakened children. So that means such a Mahatma, so Mahatsanga or Satsanga, if it is there, automatically we'll be made to do all these sadhanas. So it's all up to us. What is required from us is, I have dukkham, I want moksha. If we have these two, our mind opens up. That means we are open. So a person who thinks he is happy means like his mind is closed. He doesn't know that he is suffering. So it's, Amma gives an example. It's like a dog. So a dog, like, is biting something. So it tastes very, very good. So it keeps on tasting. And like there is blood in it. So it licks it. It is eating. And finally, it falls down unconscious and even dies. So it thinks it is the taste, the sweet taste is coming from a bone, but it's not the bone that it is chewing. It's chewing its own body and the blood, like, it is very tasty, for it thinks that it is something else, but it doesn't know. Similarly, if we don't, like, if we say I am happy, that means we don't know that we are suffering. If we don't know we are suffering, we will, like, our fate or our will be doomed. So doom will be the goal of such a person. So we have to know that we are suffering so that we will work towards moksha. And like, once we have the strong desire for moksha, then as Swami Vivekananda said, arise, awake, stop not until the goal is reached. If we have that conviction, then everything will fall in place. We'll be able to open our minds and then get Ishwara Kripa, then Guru Kripa, and then we'll finally be able to realize in this very birth itself. And even as it is said that our the political leader said that freedom is my birthright. Realization or moksha is our birthright because we are already realized. So isn't it foolish, isn't it stupid to suffer when our very nature is blissful, Atman, blissful Ishvara. So bliss is our nature, but still we suffer. So isn't it foolish, isn't it stupid? Well, that's why Krishna uses in many places muda, fools, he says. So we are fools if, like, after having attained this human birth and then, like, knowing that we have dukkham, and then also knowing from the Guru that our very, though we are in dukkham now, our real nature is anandam, after knowing that, what person will not work towards achieving or abiding in that bliss? Only a fool will do that. So an intelligent person, so we are considered to be intelligent in this era, in this the current day situations, human beings are like much intelligent, considered to be more intelligent than even ancient people. So we are intelligent. So if we are intelligent, then after knowing that our very nature is bliss, but still now we are suffering, we will not wait for a long period of time to realize. We will try to realize as soon as possible. And that starts with Atma Kripa, self-effort. Self-effort in the form of, I have dukkham, I want moksha at any cost or at all costs, I want moksha. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to get that Atma Kripa. We may be able to put self-effort so that our life becomes fulfilled. Janma sarthakam. Janmam will become sarthakam. Janmam, or our life will become, will have a value, will become fruitful. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.